a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world one ohm at a time. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to challenge everyone and everything. We challenge them through good questions, good conversations, and to help you, the listener, get more information with which to make better decisions, because that's what it's all about. So, as you always know, we start by doing my hot topic. My hot topic can either be something that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy, or it can be something that gets me hot under the collar. But before we get there tonight, let me tell you how you can be part of this conversation. There are several ways you can be a part of this conversation. The first is you can call in, because we're a live call-in show. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Or you can come and post on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. While you're there, like me. I am a likable guy. If you're not sure, just ask me. I'll tell you. I'm a likable guy. You will see at the very top of the Dr. Kevin page, the write-up about today's show, how to get in touch with today's guest, all about her, and you can leave comments. Now, if you're listening to this as one of our several replays, if this is not Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you are not hearing this live, but a replay, you can still go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can find today's show. You can still post a comment or question. If you have a question for our guest, I make sure that our guest gets it so that they can come on and answer it for you. So if you are listening to this as a replay, don't worry, you don't lose your opportunity to be part of the conversation. So now we're gonna move into my hot topic. So I've actually been trying to find a few. I've been trying to up my hot topics to be a little bit more warm and fuzzy, because with our most recent political climate, with everything that's going on, with all the stuff that's happening, I do have to say that I did an awful lot of hot under the collar. Well, so last week I did nothing but warm under the collars. I did all sorts of warm and fuzzies all year, all show long. Tonight, because last week was Matt, and Matt comes once a month and we chat about what's going on. But I am going to give you a crossover between a warm and a fuzzy, and something that got me a little hot under the topic. Then we will introduce tonight's guest, and she will be able to weigh in. So this came across my feed. It came across, I think it was my Instagram, maybe. I'm not sure. I've got so many social media accounts, and you can hook up with all of them at MyDrKevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. But it came through one of them, and I saw it this morning. It was a young woman out of London, and she was commenting that her male art teacher told her that she should dial down her feminism a little bit in her art if she'd like to make it more, I don't think he said acceptable. I don't have the quote in front of me. But basically, he tried to control her art and tell her to dial down her feminism. What she did is, the next art project she did was this beautiful picture of a dial, and it said, for dialing down feminism. And on one side of the dial was, I will stay quiet and humble and allow you to continue to dehumanize me because of my gender. And all the way on the other side of that, it was raging feminist. And she had the dial turned all the way to raging feminist. I applaud that. I applaud that art is supposed to be an expression of the artist. Good art is always done, or I shouldn't say always done, but good art for the most part is done as something that is an expression of the artist, and it's done for the artist. No matter what you may think, it's really done for the artist. As an artist myself, I'm telling you, it's done for the artist. For those of you who have never seen it, I have a show that I do, a TV show. I have two of them, but one of them is called Dragons, Unicorns, and Other Creative Creatures. And it's all about promoting and supporting the arts and artists in all sorts of ways, shapes, and formats. You can find the back editions, if you don't catch it when it's on TV, at my YouTube channel, which is also My Dr. Kevin. Imagine that, MyDrKevin, where you can find both my Web of Light show and my Dragons and Unicorns show that are both weekly shows. One's national, one's regional. Check them out. But Dragons and Unicorns about art and artist. So first of all, I'm sorry if a male was offended because a female was feminist. But, you know, men are completely, in my experience, clueless why women are offended when so much is still so geared to the patriarchy. And it's still so geared to he, him, and double standards and all sorts of things going on. A few shows ago, we talked about how Iceland had just passed a law where if you are in the same job, then you must get paid the same regardless of your gender. That they were legally making gender equality from a pay raise standpoint happen. Go Iceland. And so from that, to even think that somebody is teaching in an art school as an art professor in London that would tell an artist to be less of who they are. It just boggles my mind. I mean, unless this was, you know, a course on how do you sell your art? Well, you probably aren't going to want to take your local feminist art piece to the meeting of the KKK and see if they'd like to buy it. There's probably a few other groups you wouldn't probably want to take it to. I wouldn't take it to the Republican Party meetings right now because obviously if it's really pro-women, then no one there is going to buy it. So there's a lot of places that you might not want to try to sell your art. But when it comes to creating your art, let artist be artist. Today's guest is Mariana Lead. Mariana is the founder and executive director of Goal Imagery Institute, a provider of personal and professional development workshops, trainings, and certification courses in life, career, executive coaching. Mariana is the first expert to speak at the world-renowned Smithsonian Institute on the subjects of hypnosis and coaching. She co-designed the Competitive Advantage of Women in Leadership program at Columbia University and has designed and taught a number of innovative courses at New York University, including her own Goal Imagery Method. In addition to teaching their master's degree in coaching certificate program, I can get it out, my teeth do work. For a complete bio, please visit blah, blah, blah. And you can come again to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And all of those links are there. Because, you know, Mariana, people are not going to write down 54 letters in a row to get a link. They just aren't. But they can come right to facebook.com/mydrkevin and click right on it. And it's going to take them right there. Mariana, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm having so much fun listening to you.
So tell me, what do you think about the male art instructor that was telling the woman that she needs to dial down her feminism? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Was he being within his role as a good instructor, or did he cross a boundary? What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think it's horrible. It's absolutely disgusting, and I think that it's a shame. And I would like it to kind of bring it a one notch up and say that, if we look at individuality and expression and art, then it doesn't, it shouldn't even matter if it's a woman or a rock or a male or it or something, you know, because it's all about individuality. And I think that that's what it's all about. What do you think?
Well, you know, again, you know, as an artist myself, as somebody who's an uber creative, I take exception to anybody that tries to think that they should be able to put parameters around my art, especially a parameter like that. Now, I get that this was an art class. I mean, I do want to say I do get that this was that this, you know, this girl's in college and he's supposed to be helping her. But, you know, I think that with all of the stuff that's going on today, what was he thinking? What was he thinking? I mean, with the Me Too movement going on and, you know, all of these women congresses and these women marches and all of this about, you know, women coming out of being oppressed. Was there any place in his pea brain that he thought this might not be a good thing to say to a young girl? Really?
I just think that there is people get threatened, you know. So I think that whether he knows or not, but he spoke out of fear, you know, and that was his defense in some way. And I think that a lot of people respond this way. They want to stick to conformity because something new, something outspoken, something artistic, something that expresses individuality just simply scares them. That's what I'm picking up on that, in that story.
Well, and you know, it's very interesting because now I'm somebody who loves to teach. So I do want to say that I do love to teach. And so I myself consider myself a teacher. So I may be putting myself down when I say this, but you know what they say, those who can do and those who can't teach. So I wonder if he was intimidated because she was a brilliant artist. We'll be right back. That's the end of our first segment. We'll be back with Mariana Lead, founder and executive director of Goal Imagery Institute, here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Home Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world one ohm at a time. Today's guest is Mariana Lead, Mariana co-designed the Competitive Advantage of Women in Leadership program at Columbia University. Go women, whoa, whoa, whoa. And has designed and taught a number of innovative courses at New York University, including her own goal imagery method. In addition to teaching their master's degree and coaching certificate program. So Mariana, here in our first All About You segment, this is what we call Outside the Box with Dr. Kevin. And here is where I ask you to in anything in the world, it can be about guided goal imagery, it can be about coaching, it can be about your favorite recipe for brownies. Whatever you want, you can talk about. And then I will play my listeners and ask you the right questions, hopefully. But where do you want to take them outside the box? Where do you want to stretch their comfort zones?
Well, that's a great question. So I actually have an exercise that I think your listeners are going to enjoy. Our listeners are going to enjoy a lot. And it's something that will stretch them, hopefully in just the right amount. So I'm going to ask everyone to go on a trip with me into the future. How is that? And do some time traveling. Okay. Right? I mean, isn't that very fitting, watching, did everybody watch the rocket going up into the air? Well, we're going to do some traveling on our own. So what I'd like you to all do for Kevin and I is just imagine, and you might want to close your eyes just because it's easier to imagine with your eyes closed, and just imagine where you would like to be and what you would like to be surrounded by and by whom in about 2 to 5 years. I'm going to, you know, you choose whether it's 2-year span, 3-year span, 4-year span, or 5-year span. And just having that in mind, I'd like you to imagine a timeline, because we all have a timeline, and people imagine it in different ways. So if you imagine that the time passes right through you, and wherever you are, that is your present moment. And some people imagine their timeline when they think about the past. It could be on their right. And most people imagine it actually on their left or behind them, and the future in front of them and on their right. So however you imagine that timeline passing through your body, and wherever you see your future, that's yours. That's your timeline. And on that timeline, if you would imagine how you would walk through that timeline towards next year, and then the year after, and the year after, and the year after. I will actually ask my students to do a lot, and it's a lot of fun. I don't know where you are, you know, where you are physically, but it would be fun to take few objects that you can step on physically that could represent years of your life that you want to travel to. And it could be something as simple as a paper towel. You can tear off a paper towel, and it will represent year one. And you can put it on the floor and step on that, and then step on the next one, and year two, until you reach as many years forward as you'd like, from 2 to 5. And just walk. Just do your walk. Do the walk into your future, and then just stay there for a moment and allow your body and mind to just simply absorb the reality of you standing in your year two from now, 3, 4, or 5, whatever you chose. And just feel it through everything that comes at you right now and through your body, through your mind. Where are you? Who are you? Who do you want to be? And who is surrounding you? What is surrounding you? What have you achieved? And when you take it all in, I'd like you to turn back to where you were standing originally, to your present self, face your present self, and look at the years that you went through, and just slowly walk back to where you were. And at each step, just kind of absorb and feel what took you to get you there. What steps did you have to take to get you to the point that you were standing into your future. And by walking back, kind of realize what did it take and what steps you had to take that took you to the future. And when you get back to your present moment, you've traveled. You've traveled anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And maybe now you have a little bit better sense of what steps, what actions you would take in order to get yourself where you'd like to be.
So my first question for you, I mean, do you want me to stay quiet so they can do this exercise a little bit, or can I ask questions?
Yeah, you can ask questions. I think that the audience can deal.
It's kind of hard because obviously on, you know, being on radio, I don't know how many people are out there. So we'll give people a second. Do as she said, you know, create a thing to represent the year, whatever. Step out. We're going to give you just a minute or two to kind of just do this. And obviously doing this after the radio show or on a replay, you can put it on pause, will help you do this. So we'll just give them a second to kind of go out, see what they are. And you and I will do it as well, and we can share what we saw. How's that?
Yes, well, you know, absolutely. There is another way to do something similar that I also suggest. So if you can't physically walk on things, naturally, what you can also do, you can also imagine yourself as a director in a booth that allows you to play forward or do something in slow motion and just see on the screen yourself the way you want to be, the way your life you want to be. The way you want your life to be. And then know that you have the capacity as a director to tweak whatever needs to be tweaked and then replay it again and keep fixing it until you see it exactly as you want to see it. And then as that happens, you can actually walk onto the screen and imagine that you are entering the screen and then feel everything in real moment. And I know it all sounds like magic, but our mind doesn't really know the difference between imaginary and real. So by doing this kind of a mental exercise or these type of mental exercises, we'll actually create a very solid blueprint for the future that people want to have.
Okay. So, I get the thing. And again, you know, on a radio show, it's kind of sort of hard to take too much downtime, and have dead air. But so here's my question for you, because I mean that's a great exercise. I've used variations of it before myself for years to, you know, kind of get people to get focused. One of the things though is sometimes people will envision something and they have no idea how to get there, or it's something that has less to do with themselves and more to do with somebody else. So let's say somebody comes to you and said, well, I envisioned in 5 years that I'm going to be happily married and have 2 kids. Oh, okay. Well, you dating anybody? No. So what would you tell that person? What do those steps back look like? Because, you know, if you've been doing this a long time, I know I've been doing it a long time, you know that there are those people that are going to ask those questions. What would you say to them?
Well, I guess that's a great question, because I think that's what that role of walking back to reality is doing, because logically, and hopefully that person has a logic, right, a logical sense, if you want to have be married and have children in 5 years, then walking back to present reality 1 year at a time, hopefully you'll see that you have to date someone, you have to get serious about that relationship, and you have to get married, and then you have to have children. So, right? So, in other words, it really does, this walking back exercise really does talk to making it a reality, because it does address what are you going to do to make it happen, or what have you done to make it happen. Because it's easier kind of reverse it than thinking, what can you do? Well, what have you done? Because the future that you want, you already imagine it. So it becomes much more real in people's mind when they can actually see it.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes having to say, and why haven't you done it so far? What's been the obstacle? You know, because a lot of times in manifestation exercises, it comes back, it will come back to the individual not doing the work that's their own internal blocks. I mean, sometimes people just don't know what they want. They don't know, you know, sometimes people are like, I don't know where I want to be in 5 years. But sometimes people want to be somewhere in 5 years. Oh, I want to be laying on a beach, drinking pina coladas on a tropical island and have servants waiting on me. Well, what do you do? I make $9 an hour at Wendy's. Well, play a lot of lottery tickets, but I wouldn't give up my day job. So for the person, when they do 5 years, are there any parameters you give them of, it's got to be achievable, reasonable, it's got to be, or do you just say, go do anything?
Well, you know, clearly this is just an exercise. This is not the panacea for it all, right? I mean, this is just something that you and I and other teachers and other, spiritual advisors and coaches and consultants can do with people. This is not the only thing that is out there to get people to imagine and to know what they want and to achieve it. You know, this is just one little speckle of a tool that we can use. It takes much more than just imagining one thing or at one time. You know, it's just like reminds me of an athlete. Makes me think of an athlete who just lifts weights once and says, well, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
I have enough tools now. Right? I mean, it's a consistent effort, and it's a consistent commitment to getting whatever that is that you want to get. And, I don't need to say to your audience, I don't think that I believe that everyone needs a coach. Everyone needs someone to help them along the way so they could see their blind spots, so that if they don't have enough measure to see that maybe what they want is not realistic just yet, for someone to show them that, and maybe then together, then you can come up with ways and offer more tools to get more clarity and to get them on their way.
And we'll be right back with Mariana Lead.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times, where we're changing the world one om at a time. Remember, this is a live call-in show. Call in, be part of the conversation. We have tonight's guest, Mariana Leed. She's the founder and executive director of Goal Imagery Institute, a provider of personal and professional development workshops, trainings, and certification courses. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. 202-570-7057. Mariana, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're moving into our next segment. But before we do that, I just want to say as a wrap down to the other session, to the other segment is, just one of the important things I always want to make sure gets communicated to people is that, unfortunately, the New Age spiritual metaphysical community over the last decade has had a lot of people come into it that are basically snake oil salesmen, and they'll sell you on 28 days of going om with your eyes cross-legged and your, and your fingers touched, and you'll have whatever you want. And I'm not saying you're that person. If I thought you were that person, you wouldn't be on my show. But that's why I wanted to make it clear to my listeners, yes, you can do this, but it takes work. It takes discipline. It takes skill. And sometimes you don't have what it takes by yourself. Like you pointed out, sometimes you need somebody to be a coach, a mentor, or guide. Certainly I've been doing spiritual coaching and counseling. I'm in my 28th year. So, but I want, sometimes people have been sold a bill of goods in the New Age community of see it and it will happen. You don't have to do anything. And so that's why I was poking just a little bit. Not that I thought that's what you were saying, but I just want to make sure that my viewers know this also includes discipline, hard work, and figuring out what you don't have that you need to go get so you can make the journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I absolutely agree.
I like
everything that you were saying, actually. And that image that you painted, what if someone wants to just lie on their back, and just drink margaritas, and meanwhile, what are they doing now? So people are very confused sometimes about, they think that money is what they really want. And usually when you dig deeper with good questions, most of the time we find out that money isn't the answer, right? I mean, how many people come to us and they have money, but they're not happy? So anyway, just
money. Yeah, money is rarely the answer. Money is usually the only thing we can think of that seems like it will be the answer until it shows up and then it wasn't the answer at all.
Exactly.
So in this segment, Mariana, we take people behind the curtain. So this is where you get your quiz. Here's the quiz. Do you know what movie this came from? Ignore the Man Behind the Curtain.
I have no clue.
No clue. Oh, The Wizard
oh my God,
of
yes.
Oz.
Wizard of Oz, that's right.
The Wizard of Oz. It's that moment. It's that moment when Toto, of course, leave it to the dog, exposes that the wizard is just a con artist with a fancy machine.
That's right.
And there are a lot of con artists out there with fancy machines that are trying to convince people black is white and white is black. In this segment, I call it behind the curtain. Where do you want to expose my listeners to a truth that you think is getting misrepresented in the world today? That somebody's trying to make you think black is white and white is black. Go for it.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm not really a political person, but I think it's not about black and white right now. It's about orange. Or, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's like the elephant is in the room. It's not an elephant, but it's an orange orangutan.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and it's being enabled by, you know, what and whom.
Well, right? You know, and so let's go there for a second. We do talk about politics on this show. We have been known to, as long as it's a productive conversation. But why do you think that the American people that there is a solid group, no matter what happens, no matter what's videotaped, no matter what's said, no matter what, and that just blows it off and says he's fine. So what do you think is wrong with this country that we can have such a large or a significant sized blind population that would get bought into this con artist? What's gone wrong with this country? What do you think?
It's very scary for me, honestly. I don't even know how to respond to this because, like you were just saying before, Kevin, that Iceland made this new law about equality in pay for women, and America, as progressive as we think we are, we're not there yet. So it's just so bizarre to me that we're supposedly the most progressive country in the world, and this is what's happening today. So,
well, it's a fallacy that we're the most progressive country in the world. We keep saying that, but it's not true.
It is not true. Yeah,
we're one of the last civilized countries that finally approved gay marriage. Women, we still have never had a woman head of state. I mean, you know, England has had queens and prime ministers that are women. Germany, one of the most respected prime ministers in the world right now is Angela Merkel, and she's a woman. And, you know, we have a hard time getting 35% of senators and House of Republicans as women. We are not a progressive country. And we have to stop telling ourselves that because we score very low on the progressive scale compared to truly progressive countries. Because some of the nonsense going on now would never be tolerated in a progressive country, period. I mean, we're not in the dark ages. Go ahead.
I usually don't talk about negative things, and I try to stay away from politics. And I always ask myself, you know, because especially in coaching, it's all about asking good questions. So I ask myself a good question: what can we do to make a difference? And I have a lot of friends and family members who are on the other side of this conversation. You know, they're Republicans, and I learned that it's a conversation that never wins. It just people have their own beliefs. And they want to be enablers, and they want to keep closing their eyes. And these conversations lead to absolutely nothing other than fights. So I have no answers, unfortunately. I don't know what can be done to open up the eyes of those people who just don't want to see. Right? I mean, there's this saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So I think it's kind of like that. So I think that what we are doing already is good, and we should educate more people who are undecided. But people who believe in supporting what's happening today and closing their eyes, I don't know if we should be wasting our energy on that, honestly. I mean, I just don't know.
Well, I think that there is some truth to the idea that, first of all, let's face it, there were some pretty arrogant elitists in America determining that everybody should be on the same sheet of music when they weren't. And I think that we created those people who felt completely disenfranchised, felt completely out of the loop with where America was headed, felt like their American dream had been taken away from them, and felt like there were things being rammed down their throats by the liberal elitist. And I don't think it was all, I don't think it's as bad as they think it was, but I think it was worse than the liberal elitist ever took responsibility before. You know, we are a melting pot, and you have people of all backgrounds and of incomes and of IQs and of skill sets. You know, we've got it all. And we put a lot of time and energy into being a certain kind of an America that was leaving a quarter to a third of America behind. So, I mean, we set ourselves up for this. But I think that part of it, Mariana, is we have to stop attacking. We have to ask more questions, listen better, and find out where is their fear and their pain. We'll never get anywhere hitting this directly on the head. We're never going to get anywhere attacking their president, who got them the tax break or got them, save their guns for them or whatever. We're never going to get anywhere. What we have to do is we have to have open, compassionate conversations and get out of our outraged, holier-than-thou, how could you support that man? He's a predator. How could you support that man? He's a liar. How could you support? Well, because they needed somebody to support that they felt cared about them, even if that care is an illusion. And they didn't think that Washington pre-Trump cared about them. They just used them. So I think that we have to ask more compassionate questions. We have to listen better, speak less, and see where is the pain, where is the fear. And then we need to talk about their pain and their fear, not their politics.
You know? I think it's a really good advice. I think that it's a really good idea to do that. I really wonder what's going to happen if you ask it that way. But we have to find a way to ask it in a way that they don't feel they don't feel cornered or patronized. And you know, if I was to ask where's my pain, I probably say, I don't have any pain. What are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? So what would be, I'm going to ask you, Kevin, what would be a way to ask about pain that doesn't feel threatening?
And we're going to be right back. We are here with Mariana Lead.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Ken Show here on OM Times. I'm here with Mariana Lead. She is the founder of Goal Imagery. She's a career and professional and life coach. She teaches in at Columbia and New York University. You also have a book out, do you not?
Not yet, but it's coming out soon. It's about personal branding, but thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
We're going to be doing workshops on that, so thanks for mentioning
good.
It.
Absolutely. And so we are at our segment of What a Load of Crap, which is what any load of crap you want to expose to the world you can. I am going to answer your question you asked me when the music interrupted last time about how do you talk to these people about their pain without making them defensive? And, you know, the first thing is find the places where you share similarities. Share a worry with them, something you're concerned about that they're probably concerned about, too. That doesn't have to be political. Do they have children? Can you talk about the state of our education system? Can you talk about being concerned about, you know, the deficit? Or can you talk about concerned about some different things? Find a ground that you both can stand on and a place where you agree. There's always some place that you agree. And you find that place that you agree. And then you work to, you know, share some of your concerns and get them to talk about their concerns. Because it's a non-confrontatory thing. It's two people sitting down with a cup of coffee just going, boy, sometimes the world just the world's just scary sometimes. And I think that people are scared out there. You know, the crazy Wall Street thing. What was all that about? You know? So that's what that's my recommendation.
I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, this topic is so personal to me. And I joined so many Facebook groups just to find a way to deal with my Republican family and friends. And I know that some of our listeners have the same issue, and I think that your advice is extremely timely and very healing, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And so now, what load of crap would you like to expose to the world today? And I'm going to say one last thing. If the person you're talking to is worth talking to, remember why you love them. Lead with compassion. Don't get sucked into the media and politicians' favorite thing, which is it's an us and them. You're one of us or you're one of them. No, we're a we. We are humanity. We are humanity. We are Americans. We have more in common than we don't. And we worry when a storm is coming. We worry that our kids will have good lives. We worry about our retirement. We have more that we share than we don't. And stop letting political parties and media separate us. Because that's how they take advantage of us. And I always say the we. If somebody brings it up to me, I'm like, hey, if you think I'm sitting here saying, oh, the Democrats are perfect, I'm not. I'm not talking about the Democrats. I'm not talking about the Republicans. I may be talking about that tweet was inappropriate. Now, talk to me about that tweet, maybe. But sometimes you can't even go there. Sometimes that's even too aggressive. But stop and remind yourself why do I love this person? Why do I want them and me to find a place where we can remember that there is an important relationship here? A relationship that will far, far, far outlive our bully in chief.
This is wonderful. I'm actually very glad that we are staying a little longer on this topic, because I know that it's just so useful right now, like right now for people to hear. This is a really, really great message, Kevin.
Well, I'm glad. And you know, so, you know, before our time is up, because I do want my audience to hear what's going on in the world today that you think is a load of crap and needs to change. And we're going to move away from politics. We've covered that one. But what else do you look at? And does it just make you cringe? And do you wish people could just get it, understand it? Or you just wish that this could be, you have a magic wand, Mariana. What do you want to change in the world?
Well, honestly, like, it's not just happening right now. I really wonder about our destiny as a human race, that we're all, we only survive if we eat meat and cause killing other beings. And it's just hard for me to relate to and to understand, and it's very, very difficult for people to change. And I'm not judging it, because I understand that this is how our culture is. Most people are brought up that it's a normal thing to do. I mean, I have a cat and I feed it meat because she likes it. But it does something to me, like internally. It's like I think about this. Well, this meat belonged to a living being and who didn't do anything wrong or probably lived a life of suffering and then was killed so that it could end up on our table. So, I mean, I think that with all of the technology that we have and all of the sophistication that the world gotten to today, something could have been and should have been done about it if our consciousness would have been in a little bit more tuned into how this food gets on our plate.
So I'm going to say that probably in about 3 minutes, the music will start, and I have no control over that. And when it starts, and that's the show is over. So we're going to have this conversation until the music starts. So first of all, we can choose to eat food that is grown or treated more humanly, that has more humanity done to it. I always look at it as somebody who's gone through periods that have been a vegan, vegetarian, vegan, non-meat eater, and then times when I'm very much a carnivore, my body just craves it, it just needs it. I get sick if I don't have it. Are there replacements? None that have worked for me so far, but I grace my food. I thank God and Mother Earth, and I thank the food for giving its essence to me so that I may take essence on into this world. And, you know, in the very core of the way that the world evolves, there are animals that are out there that would not survive if they did not eat other animals. You know? God, Goddess, Ali, Buddha, I don't want to make this at all religious, but just spiritual. So let's say spirit. If spirit created an animal that gets sick and dies if it doesn't eat meat, then why was that animal created if it wasn't supposed to eat meat? Now, do we do inhumane things to meat? Absolutely. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm saying that that's a very good question. That makes me question God. That makes me question our understanding of existence, and it makes me question, like I said, our human destiny, because, and also the destiny of all those animals that have to eat other animals. I mean, if it's in my destiny to eat meat, that doesn't feel really good. And it feels like it is my destiny because I also get sick if I don't eat meat. I'm anemic, you know, so I have to eat certain things at least sometimes, but it doesn't make me feel great.
So you see, you have created a situation in your life where spirit is asking you to have a greater understanding. Spirit has invited you to claim more of your God self, Mariana. To understand that the spirit of the animal lives on forever like the spirit of the soul. That these are all temporary housing units for a much longer journey. And that, you know, I believe that you should definitely, whenever possible, and it's not always possible, but whenever possible, you should be eating something that was free range, something that was organic, something where they had a healthy life, so they will be happier, or you eat their misery. And Mariana, our time is over. Thank you so much for being on, Mariana Lead.